upkeep for Monday, September 13th, 2021.
That's right. It's all of the magic news you need in 10 minutes or less.
And great news to kick off our show this week. Minestrad is released this week.
That's right. Midnight Hunt comes out on Arena on Thursday, Yay! The 16th. You can pre-release this weekend at your local game store. And the full release is hitting on the 24th.
That's going to be the same date that two new Innistrad Commander decks are released, Coven Counters and Undead Unleashed. And those deck lists drop today.
Yeah, pretty sick. We also have our Judge Rob episode this week to help you get ready.
Yes, make sure you check it out over on our full-length podcast, Good Luck High Five. And the full card image list is now available too if you want to take a look at all of the cards before you pre-release.
There have been some updates to the quote-unquote the list.
The list.
which is cards that are not in standard that you can open in standard legal booster packs. There's now a 75 card list instead of 50, so 25 new ones. New cards include Mortify, Early Harvest, Witch of the Moors, and Ancient Tomb.
Very Innistrad themed cards added to the list now.
plus, you can now open 8 new commander cards that are not in the Innistrad commander decks, but they are in set and collector boosters.
Yeah, so if you're looking to get your hands on some new to Magic commander cards that only exist in set and collector boosters, there's some cool ones like Lynd, Cheerful Tormentor.
Yes, she is very cool and has a lot to do with curses.
Nice.
She likes to curse.
You can find out more on where cards are available. You can check out the boosters and products article over on dailymtg.com to find out more about all of this.
That's right. There's been a commander rules update from the Commander Rules Committee. Worldfire is unbanned. Golos Tireless Pilgrim is banned.
Wow.
And Rule 10, which was about the legend rule, was removed because they're like, this was redundant.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, Golos getting itself banned in every format.
Getting the axe.
There's also some bans over in Pauper, and apparently these are bans that players were calling for a long time. So Chatterstorm has been banned. That's, of course, in the Storm deck. And Sojourner's Companion, which is from Affinity. Grixis Affinity had a non-mirror match win rate of just under 50%. So pretty high for both of those decks.
They say that they're going to start with these bans and see how the metagame is affected, and they might still implement more changes.
There's some other arena stuff to update you on. If you want some XP, make sure you use the code SCALEUP before the 15th for 3,000 mastery XP points.
That's right. You can also check out what bugs are bugging people.
Yeah, there's been some hot bugs on Arena since the back end switchover. Mainly one that people have been talking about is that once you reach Mythic, your rank level is set to beginner, which I think is very funny.
That's very, very. You know what?
But also,
you're never done learning. It's just a lesson about how you're never done learning.
That's true. Truly always a student.
You think that you're at Mythic, but in the world, are you really just a beginner?
So Arena says that they're going to make a fix to this on Thursday, which will hopefully fix some of these issues. This and other issues people have been having since the back end update. And that's also going to be the day that, of course, Innistrad is added to Arena.
Yes. So you can find info at the MTG Arena Twitter account and the Wizards Help. They have a whole list of bug fixes that are coming with that patch on Thursday.
Some other news, SCGCon is returning after a 2-year hiatus.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
Halloween weekend in Roanoke, Virginia, they're having a Commander celebration, 3 Innistrad Arena Championship qualifiers in Pioneer, Standard, and Modern, Halloween theme sealed, and so much more.
Yeah, they have faced a bit of a criticism, some blowback for this, because they do not have a vaccine mandate to attend this event. However, face masks are required.
So, get vaccinated.
You just should be anyway.
And also, wear your face mask. artist Johannes Voss has a playmat collection on Kickstarter that he just launched.
So cool.
So, there's some really gorgeous artwork in here that you can now get as playmats that includes Gift of Orzhova.
Yes.
Kaldheim Island, the Prismatic Bridge, the Dog Plains, Carpet of Flowers, and Galia of the Endless Dance.
I love how you say dog planes and everybody just knows what you're talking about.
The good dog.
The dog planes.
They're a real good dog.
Yeah.
They're $40 each, and new art is unlocked at two stretch goals of $15,000 and $20,000, which have already been met.
Holy cow.
So if none of those are the art that you want from Johannes Voss, you can head on over to that Kickstarter and take a look at it, because there might be more art already.
Wow. I'm so here for this gift of Orzhova playmat for sure.
Yeah. Maria, longtime fan.
Longtime fan. First time caller. I love that art. Anyway, that's all the magic news that we have for you this week. Like we said, check out our full-length podcast episode this week with Judge Rob to go over all of the rules for Midnight Hunt, because I've heard tell that some people have been getting them wrong. So you don't want to be one of those people at your pre-release.
That's right. Judge Rob is here to set the record straight.
Yes, absolutely. Check that out. Drops Tuesday anywhere you get your podcasts. You can support us and all of our work we do over on patreon.com/glhfmagic. And this weekend, if you join before this weekend, you can join our tournament for Gladiator.
That's right. This Saturday, the 18th, yes, in the morning of our morning.
Of our morning.
In our morning.
10 a.m. Central.
10 a.m. Central. Many people, it's not their morning when they play.
No.
Four rounds of best of three Gladiator.
Yeah.
It's going to be a really good time.
Should be a good time. Play some Gladiator, then go to your LGS and hit up their pre-release. A day full of magic.
What a perfect day.
It sounds like a great day, honestly. So join our Patreon before Saturday and get in on the action.